Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Tinley and this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We are the Jeff Horn and Anthony Mundine of the radio industry. One is boring as all hell and the other one you wish would go there.
I've got to carry on. Hey, 15 minutes time.
Kick back, relax.
In 15 minutes time, Mitch. A thief has stolen something, but he's followed it up with a little message to the person he stole from, and I want to know if it makes the stealing better.
Oh, one of those like call tale signs or whatever.
Call tale signs.
I gave you those eyes that said, leave
help
this.
Me.
Ignore this.
You mean, like a call sign. Like,
yeah, telltale. Telltale signs.
Or a call sign.
That's what I do. That's what my brain does. You give me two options, smoosh it together, make something else.
Now he's attempted an apology, and I want to know if it makes it better.
Okay, before we get into that, you know the drill, guys. We kick your weekend off right, and it's a big one. We're going to dive into the local paper, read your favourite comic book strips, because if it's funny or not, it'll determine how good your weekend is with Friday Funnies.
Mitchell and Michael, in 96.1.
Oh, sorry, I just got the weekly buzz of I don't have the comic ready, and then I have to scramble for 30 seconds to try and find it through the paper.
Because it is, of course, time for Friday Funnies, where your weekend can't start until you've dived into the comic strips of the local paper.
Yes.
And indulged in their comedy.
Yeah. I'd say they have a strike rate. Now, Clancy or Gen Y, Michael Ross, I do get you to speak for the people. Clancy more makes fun and kind of jokes for regional farmer Clancy, or Gen Y, which makes fun of more the millennial white-collar worker.
I'd like to start with Clancy, if we can.
Okay. Clancy's walked in. His wife is in the kitchen.
Oh, just typical.
Classic. His wife has said, you never listen to me.
And then she's nagging him now.
Exactly. Classic wife. And then she's gone, you only hear what you want. And then Clancy's responded, why, yes, a beer sounds lovely, thank you.
Classic. Is that the ultimate, like, baby boomer joke?
Yeah.
Woman's in the kitchen. She's nagging me. I asked for a beer. It is complete. We found a holy grail right there.
Oh, God, I tell you what, no one speaks for me, but you know what? Right here, that comic, bang on. All right, moving on.
Give me some Gen Y.
Gen Y, millennial office worker. Little three-panel comic book strip in local paper. The boss is talking to Gen Y guy in the office. Must be in trouble for something.
Oh, he's always in trouble.
Not doing something right. You know us. We don't
know
anything.
Slacking off.
His boss says, at this firm, we pay wages electronically.
Okay.
He then says again, what's the name of your bank? And the Gen Y says, piggy. Because of the piggy bank, because we don't know what to do with money.
We can't get loans.
We spend it all on smashed
ammo.
We're so
poor.
We're so dumb. Get me here.
Mitchell and Michael in 96.1. Mitchell and Michael right now. And Mitch, there has been some thievery. It happens, you know. It happens all the time. People get their stuff stolen. But it's unusual that the thief would leave an apology. And this is exactly what happened. I want to know, does it make it better?
Okay.
So, this guy stole a uni student's laptop. He broke into, like, his dorm or into his apartment, stole his laptop, and then he sent him a message to apologize. Okay?
Okay.
And the message said, I'm very, very sorry for taking your laptop. I am extremely poor and needed the money. I left your phone and your wallet, so I hope that slightly makes up for something. And he left it at that. Well, does that make it better?
What note? Like, was it like a email, sticky note?
He sort of sent him an email, because I guess he logged on to his, he got into the computer and then gone, oh, that's his emails. Like, I better send him an email.
Send himself an email.
Well, because this guy's now pulled it up on his phone, which was left. So he goes,
oh, okay, yeah.
So I email the guy I stole it from. He can access his emails on his phone. So he's accessed the emails and read the message.
Is it an email from, that's what I mean, is it email from the guy? So I'd be getting it and be Mitchell Tinley email from Mitchell Tinley. Or is it a guy sent it from his actual email?
I think
that's how you catch him.
I think he said it as it's from himself to himself.
Yeah.
No traces.
That makes more sense.
He did even say, he's like, if you have any uni assignments or work that you need, I can send them to you. I can get them off the laptop and send it to you before I flog it.
Did you know that is actually the main thing people complain about when they get robbed? Is a lot of like, oh, now I have to cancel cards and everything. If you just want the money, take the money. Did you know, fun fact, in Darwin, I had that happen when I was younger. Mm. I was like 13, 14. I got robbed before I became a badass many, many years later. I got robbed and they literally just took money. Like, I mean robbed, like give me your wallet.
Yeah.
Robbed. They took money out of my wallet and said, like, we don't. Like, I just want the money. I don't want to inconvenience you. And they gave me the rest of the wallet back and then just took the money.
Did that make it better? Because that's kind of an apology.
It did.
Sorry about this. I'm just taking the cash.
It actually did. I don't, like, it feels weird because you shouldn't be like, you just got robbed. Don't rob me. That's illegal. But it's kind of like if I came up to you on the street, Michael Ross, punched you in the face, but gave you an ice pack, you know?
Does it make it? Yeah, it makes it slightly better. And Mitch, I want to tell you now about an old boy bar hack that I have witnessed. And I wonder if you know this little trick. Gamble responsibly. Sure, that too. But drink responsibly as well.
Just random. Also, eat your vegetables.
All the good things. But, you know, the elders, they're wise. Maybe they know a few little tips and tricks that everyone should be using. So let me know what you think about this old boy bar hack.
Okay.
I went to a pub.
Which one?
This was actually back in Perth.
Okay.
And there were a couple of guys who, they seemed like they had just kind of clocked off.
So like tradies, workers?
Kind of, yeah, but like sort of older boys. Maybe they run their own business now.
Okay, yep.
And they're sitting at the bar. So they're right up on the bar. At the bar stools.
That's how you know they're above 30.
Yeah, because other people will go away. They're like, take my drink, and then I'll just sit over there.
Yeah.
Whereas they're like, nah, this is where I want to be because this has the easiest access to what I want.
Yes.
How do I make that process even easier as an old boy? Because all I want to do is have a few beverages and have a chat with my mate.
Yeah.
So how do I make sure this procession of drinks just keeps coming, you know? What do? On the bar, they had just stacked up their money.
Yep.
They had just put their money and just sat it there towards the bartenders.
Yep.
And they did not want to interact with the bartender. And he almost got annoyed when they, like, checked in with him and they were like, oh, you want some more? And it was kind of like, yes, 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 we do. Of course we do. And then she's gone, can I use this 20 that you've left? And he's like, yeah. Just, it's there for you to take it and give us more drinks.
Oh, it's like a tab.
Yeah. It's like he set up his own little tab right in front of you there. And I'd never seen anyone do that before. This little bar hack of leaving your money, just saying, take from that, give me more of this.
So when you see beer empty,
refill, take money till money gone. That was the old boy bar hack. What do you think of that?
Okay, also not a hack.
Drink responsibly.
Also definitely not a hack. That's how business works. Like the money and the
beer. But you normally go.
Yeah, I was expecting
like
a.
Here you go.
I was actually expecting, and I know a lot of people listening were like, money on the counter. What do you do? You say, I'm going to give you this later. You get the beer, then you put it in your pocket, and you go, no, you took it. That's what I was expecting. Like something cool like that. But no.
Something cool like thievery. Here's a hack.
Got something sharp. Go into the bar. Say, can I have some of that? Point the sharp thing. You don't even have to have money.
And remember, kids, drink responsibly.
No, don't. Don't.
Yes, do drink responsibly.
Don't drink. But if you do,
It was an efficiency hack, though.
You're the legal guy. Can you clean this up, please?
I can't. It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.
Michael Ross, throughout this whole year, once again, I must thank you for allowing me to live two dreams. Three dreams. Four. Kind of four. I do a lot. Okay, so besides the radio show, I do some stand-up and some other various activities where they give me money and I leave the show. Many long-time listeners of the show would be like, hey, where's Mitch? He's gone. He's a big shot. No. But I am often traveling places, all right? Now, I am not the most organized sort of guy, or if you get to trust me to do something, you would always be quite skeptical. Like, I forget a lot of things. I have poor memory.
Yes.
Is it many concussions? We'll never know. But when it came to, I think I revealed the other day that I had done 37 flights throughout the year. Most people didn't go, oh, that's amazing, 37 flights. They went, because we have the choice of Adelaide or Melbourne to fly out, which is awesome because you can get like the best deal. But a lot of the times when it came to that is, it was like, are you sure you've gone to the right place? Like Mum always said that.
Are you sure you're going to Melbourne or do you need to go to Adelaide this weekend?
And for 37 flights, did not stuff up a thing. Did not. I think I've done 44 drives to either Adelaide or Melbourne as well. So it's like, often I was like, am I supposed to be going to the right place? Like, it was always a lot of that. And I've nearly made it until this year. You know that I have to leave on December 8th, 7th. I got to fly out. Yes. I don't miss any shows, but I have to like fly out that day.
Yeah.
And everything was all going well until, and it's all booked, it's all planned until Mum was like, oh, you should, when do you get in? And I was like, oh, it says I get in from Adelaide at like 3 p.m. She's like, how are you getting there? And I was like, well, you know, the company that's flying me, I'm flying, I'm doing recs. I'm flying because I've always wanted to, but it's just like timing doesn't work out and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm flying recs, but it says I get in then. And I was like, oh, but it's weird. Looks like I go to Melbourne first. Because do you remember me telling you, I was like, oh, I did this thing because the business like struggled the first time. I like helped him out and I bought the flights.
Yes.
Shouldn't have done that.
No.
Because I have booked my Rex flight from Mount Gambier to Melbourne. And then in 2 hours, I fly from Adelaide to Perth. 37 flights. I nearly made it. I nearly made a perfect record. I now fly to Melbourne.
What are you going to do? Are you going to change so you fly to Adelaide, or are you going to fly from Rex from Mount Gambier to Melbourne, and then are you going to fly from Melbourne to Adelaide, and then Adelaide to Perth?
This is the funny thing. I've done the math, and I've done the money. It is cheaper for me, instead of to change either the Rex or change the Virgin flight, it is actually cheaper for me to fly from Adelaide from Melbourne to Adelaide. So for me to go Mount Gambier to Melbourne, Melbourne to Adelaide, Adelaide to Perth.
So four flights for one trip. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. For your chance to win $500 cash, go to hit.com.au, click on the win tab and enter your details. It's that easy because for 4 weeks, we're giving away $500 a week with Santa's cash sleigh. Canter, no. That's what the deer do as they pull this slide.
Nice.
Thanks to Cocky's Auto Pro, She's Apples, and Sassy Gift Home Living. It's actually time now. That was the sassy snap.
I just imagine them being like, sorry, just been sold.
It's time now to give away the first $500 of our 4 weeks of $500 cash for Christmas.
Yeah, brought my wallet.
But we always are looking for new ways to reveal these prizes.
Yeah, other radio shows would just be like, oh, congratulations.
You won $500.
But what if they're already feeling good?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, well, you're just adding to that. You're just riding that wave. No. We want the reason you win to be the reason you're happy. So we've got to get you low first.
Yeah, we want that real surprise. We want you to think that maybe you're not winning $500. Maybe, in fact, you owe someone $500. So we're going to give our winner a call now. I've got a little bed that'll play underneath. That makes it sound like we're in the office here at the station.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend to be from accounts.
Ooh.
Chasing up an unpaid bill for $500.
First thing in the morning too.
Hello, Naomi speaking.
Hi, Naomi. I'm from Hit 96.1 from the accounts department. I'm just sort of following up on some invoices that we have. And we've got Naomi Cameron, is it?
Yes.
We've got here that you are outstanding owing $500. Is that correct?
Whereabouts?
We just have it as an outstanding fee of $500, Naomi Cameron, to Hit 96.1.
Okay.
Is that correct? Is that? Hang on, I might need to just double check something. Sorry, something's wrong with this form. Steve, is she owing 500?
Yeah, she owes 500.
You sure?
Hold up.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I think we owe her 500.
Hang on, I think we owe you $500.
Naomi,
really?
I think we owe you $500. Mitchell and Michael, we get $500.
No way.
Woo!
Really?
Woo!
Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that, but yeah, you've got $500. $500 coming to you from us.
Now, how's that feel?
Wow, amazing. I'm in tears.
Oh, now that brings you to zero, though, because remember, you owe $500, so now it's...
No, you don't owe anything. Sorry if we startled you.
Gosh. I'm not. That was fun.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. What are you going to spend your money on?
Christmas gifts and also my kids.
Oh, it's just going to be great.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
No
thank you.
Problem. Straight out of my wallet. No, but once again, thank you. We hope you enjoy. And
have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, we will.
Look,
we will.
Just before we go, did you were you scared at all?
Yes. I'm like, I can't afford $500.
Oh, really? Well, now you can.
Now you can.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast's Hit 96.1.
Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael, and we're giving you the chance to walk away with an R&B Fridays board game, which you can get from hit.com.au or from Big W. It's perfect for Christmas if you are a huge fan of R&B like we are here at Hit. The category today, I didn't say it myself.
Sorry, it was interesting watching you sell your soul live on air. I love the R&Bs.
Okay, sure. So, the question for today to win the board game, the category is Don't Say My Name.
Yes.
Very. So, it's not so much of a question, but clues for a particular artist.
Like an audio charades in a way, but you can say words. And what, do we explain to people kind of how?
Some of the clues?
Yeah.
So, the artist that we had to describe without saying the name of lyrics... They will be at R&B Vine Days.
They're 37. Two first names.
Two first names.
So you can't trust them.
They also, if you were to go up to them, they might turn and go away.
Yes.
If and you brought maybe troubles.
They enjoy a nice leather jacket.
Chris.
Yeah, right.
All right, you think you know who the person that we were talking about is for your chance at winning a R&B board game?
I think I do, but I'm not so sure.
Okay. What do you think? Who do you think it is first?
Craig David.
What do you think it gave it away?
Leather jacket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the leather jacket.
See, is it? Is it right?
Is it Craig David?
Yay! Yay!
Yes, it is. You are walking away with your very own copy of the R&B Fridays board game.
Michael Ross gave me a weird look when I said the leather jacket, but I think that's a good one, isn't it?
You could sell.
Too easy.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael. Hold up.
Live across the Limestone Coast here, 96.1. That Yarny's Prince Canvas and Mirror Sale. Up to 75% off floor stock at That's Yarny's. Hey, we have another double pass to R&B Vine Days to give away.
Oh, we've given away so much.
And it won't stop today. I can tell you that.
It really
will not be stopping.
It's only warming up.
R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. It's your summer winery escape. Live performances from Nelly, Craig David, All Saints, Anne-Marie. It's going to be at Leconfield Wines, McLaren Vale on Sunday, the 10th of February. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster, or you can win a double. How will they win today's double, Mitch?
Well, I thought of it just then, because you gave me about a minute, and you said, Mitch, come up with an idea. Because it's a double pass, I reckon, and a lot of people want this. So if you call 13 12 16, when you talk to me, or us, all you have to do is be like, if you say like, oh, I want the ticket, everything you say, I want you to double up your words. So I really, really want the ticket.
And bang.
Why? Because.
It's a double pass, so it's everything double.
Exactly. Or
easy as that.
If you don't double, we'll pass on you.
Yes. So double or pass. There
double
we go.
Double pass. Guys, radio isn't that easy. Boom. That's like a, we give $10,000 away with that idea. we could. A little insight into radio.
Say everything 10,000 times.
Just like 30, 12, 16, you got to double up your words or we'll pass on you.
Across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael, and we have another R&B Vine Days double to give away. How are we giving it away, Mitch?
Because it's a double pass, and then we'll play the old double or pass. Yeah? So you got to double up your words. So you just go, you got to say we want it. But you got to be like, I want it. But if you don't get that, we get to pass on
we
you
pass and we
go
move
to the
on.
Next person.
Okay, do you want the R&B Vine Days doubles?
Yes, I really, really do.
you picked the best word, because doo-doo means poop.
I just said doo-doo.
Congratulations, you got the double pass. Who are we speaking to?
Daniela.
What a champ.
Keep going.
Oh, it's okay. You can stop.
Yeah, you can stop now. But thanks, we really appreciate you not only partaking, but saying doo-doo.
Oh, yeah. Made the Friday worthwhile, right?
Yes, it did. You picked up a double pass. Please stay on the line so we can get your name. Oh, Daniela. And your phone number, please.
The Limestone Coast hit 96.1.
Mitchell and Michael, and we are actually going to leave the studio in a sec.
Yes, because new sport and weather is on the way, and so will we.
Yes.
Because we're heading down to the corner for the fist fights for money.
No. That won't be actually... No, that's not happening. We'll be going to the main corner in Mount Gambier, and we're going to be on till 12 o'clock telling you all about the amazing 3-day Christmas shopping spree that is happening, you know, shop local here in Mount Gambier. Come on down. Come say hi. If you thought that this hour we gave away heaps of stuff, you wait.
You have no idea. We've had meetings because we have to work out how we give away everything. That is how much stuff we're giving away.
Right. So it's time to literally just run down the road. There's no point driving there. We're so close. We'll just walk.
And also, if you are coming down, come say hey and obviously shop locally and pick up maybe some boxing gloves for the fist fights.
No.
Car park.
You can do that after 12. It's Mitchell and Michael here, 96.1.